Hello and welcome to the G63 Club. If you're new here, hi, my name's Loren. I hope you've had a great week. It's Sunday, you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I know today for me, this is gonna be an easy one. I just gotta sit back, relax, and kick it with my bestie. I'm so excited to have my best friend, Sol or Alana, on the podcast.
Hello, I'm Sol.
She's Sol, and she's so excited to be here.
Super excited, I can't wait.
So, Sol, I was thinking about this when I wanted to have you on, and I was like, how long have we been friends? And I was like, oh, it's been since grade 9. That wasn't that long ago. That was like 8?
No, 7.
We're business students. We can't do simple math.
7 years ago.
7 years ago. So we've been friends for 7 years. And, like, it's crazy because, like, our friend group is one of those things. Like, we have the same friends from the start of high school.
Yeah.
To now. Well, maybe not the start of high school.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, like, it's been pretty steady.
Yeah. But it's just crazy to think that, like, we've kind of gone through such pivotal
horrible phases together.
Yeah, horrible phases. We've all been growing up in different relationships.
Yeah, we've seen each other through the most, I feel like.
Yes, absolutely. And we're still together, so
yeah,
that's amazing.
That's a strong relationship.
But we also live together, too, at Dal, which has been, honestly, so much fun. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes it can be stressful, like, living with your friends, just because, like, sometimes you just need your space and everything, but I feel like every time I'm, like, around you, I'm just, like, I'm just relaxed. Like, I'm
a lot of people, like, I feel like when we were moving into our house, we're like, oh my god, you're living with 7 girls.
Yeah, we live with 7 girls.
And I was like, yeah, like, is that okay? And people were like, watch out, like, it's gonna be so bad. But, like, it's honestly been pretty, like, really fun.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. Way better than I would say, like, in first year when we, like, weren't living together. Like,
absolutely.
It's so fun having a million girls to just, like, go to each other's rooms when you're bored.
Definitely. That's the most important part, is going to each other's rooms when you're bored.
Yeah.
But, okay, so on the topic of school, by the time this episode releases, you will be graduated.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that. How do you feel about that?
It's kind of bittersweet. Like, I'm really excited. I am someone who hates school, and I don't really do very well in school. So that's, like, something I'm super excited to, like, put behind me, because it's been, like, 16 years of school and, like, being forced to do it. So now it's kind of nice that I don't have to do that anymore. But also, like, the roommates, just the whole, like, culture of university and, like, just the whole environment, I think, is what I'm going to miss the most. Because you don't really, like, I'm probably never going to live with 6 other girls, like, 6 of my best friends ever again. Or, like, live on a block that all my friends live on. So that's kind of, like, the bittersweet part about it. It's also pretty stressful, I think, especially, like, at this time when I'm, like, at the halfway mark of this year. When it's, like, everyone's kind of bombarding you with, like, so what are your plans after graduation? Do you have a job lined up? Do you know where you're going to live? And I'm like, I have literally no idea. Like, I feel like I should know, but then everyone's like, you don't need to know. Like, it's totally good that you're, like, chilling, whatever. But it's pretty stressful and sad and exciting. Like, it's kind of an overwhelming mix of emotions, I feel like.
No, completely. And I mean, unless you're somebody that's going to be taking a master's, which neither of us are going to do.
Yeah.
It's like, you have committed pretty much, like, for as long as you can remember to school.
Totally.
And it is a weird feeling to be like, oh my god, now what? And I think that a lot of people have that same feeling of, like, I might not miss school, but I'm gonna miss
university.
Yeah,
like,
university.
That's what I'm gonna miss. It's like, and I feel like it's been such a, like, transformative 4 years for, like, everyone. And so it's kind of, like, weird. Like, I have this image in my head where I'm, like, the last day of class, like, we just finished our last day of class, and we're, like, literally, like, spit out of the business building, and it's, like, okay, well, what do we do now?
What do you,
like,
do now?
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's kind of exciting that, like, that whole thing, but it's scary, like, not having school to fall back on like we always have.
Absolutely, because I think that, like, doing something like, I mean, going to school right after high school, obviously that's a huge privilege, and both of us are very grateful that our parents have supported us doing that. But the thing is that it is one of those things that's kind of, you know, that's just the standard next step after high school for most people, especially now. There's a lot of pressure to go to university. And I do think that there's a lot that you can gain out of university.
No, I'm really glad I did it.
Oh, yeah, completely. But I think for both of us, and I mean, we've talked about this before, is it's like what we've learned from university is more about ourselves on a personal level,
totally.
What we want out of our career, you know. And yes, we've learned, like, networking tricks and all that stuff, but like the day-to-day, like quants, I'm sorry if you have to take quants,
I don't remember anything from any classes, to be honest.
Yeah,
from like what I know
is so bad. But like, I mean, there's some, the thing is though, is you have to, like, we talk about this too, is it's like, how do you have the security of a degree and have that like under your belt, but how do you push through doing it when you like just are passionate about other things? And it's like, I mean, you're at this point, by the time this comes out, you're going to be done and at
the
finish line.
Yeah,
I've still got
crazy.
A year because I took last year off, so I've got a ways to go. But it's hard to keep that, like, motivation. So
it is, yeah. Like, I would say in, like, the program that we're in, we had, well, I've finished all three of my work terms. And that was also, like, another super scary thing, like, going into your first work term. It's like, oh, my God, going into the, like, real world situation, like real work world, is really scary, which, like, once you do it once, then it's, you get a bit more comfortable with it. But I would say, like, that was super hard for me in my first co-op. I worked with, like, really great people, and honestly, like, the company was super great. I just, like, wasn't really in the greatest headspace, I feel like, at that time, and so it was super hard for me to, like, feel motivated to go every single day, wake up early and, like, come home and just do the same thing. And I feel like that was the first time I ever felt wrapped in, like, the matrix, like, system, where it's just, like, 9 to 5 every week. And I was, like 19. I'm, like, I'm 19, and I hate my job. I hate my life. I don't want to go to work. And it's just, like, that was just kind of something I realized. And it was, like, a good learning experience because it made me realize that I don't want to, like, settle for any job that isn't, like, fulfilling to
completely,
me.
Completely, completely.
And, like, thankfully enough, and, like, luckily, the next two work terms that I had were really awesome, and they were fulfilling, and I really, really enjoyed them, and, like, the work-life balance was a lot better. But, yeah, I think, especially, also, like, the past 4 years, there's things that I'm passionate about in, like, what we've been learning, but this, like, fourth year has been the only year where we've been able to, like, pick our own classes that we want to do, and, like,
degree focused.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which kind of seems messed up that it's only in your last year that you get to be doing that. Because, like, for the past 3 years, I'm like, oh, I have to do this class? Like, come on. And so it kind of sucks to be, like, dreading what your whole life is, kind of.
Completely.
And then it's, like, living for the weekends, which is just, like, I want to be, like, living for every single day and be happy to go to class and, like, work. And, like, school isn't always the best thing. But it's kind of, it is, like, really hard to, like, persevere and be, like, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And now I feel like with graduating is the scariest thing. I'm like, oh, God, like, school's bad, but, like, now I'm going into the real world. Like, what if I do just get, like, wrapped up into the whole, like, system, 9 to 5, and I don't want to do that, but I feel like it is easy to, and you kind of have to sometimes. So, yeah, I don't know. It is really tricky doing that, but I feel like the only advice I would have is just, like, stick it out. Try to see, like, the positive in it, which is really hard sometimes, but that's all you can really do. And usually afterwards you'll, like, see what, like, the point of all of that was. Like, for instance, with me with my first job. So, yeah.
So what I think was really interesting about what you were saying about your co-ops is being your roommate, I could see every single day the shift in energy.
Mm-hmm.
When you were doing your first co-op, you would come home and you would just be, like, sighing, making dinner, hanging out in your room. And, like,
literally,
that is not you. Like, you...
No, I'm, like,
I feel like you, like, don't love to be alone all the time. Like, you
I
like to be
it.
Around the
I'm
girls.
I'm so bad at being alone.
You're always, like, I feel like I'm someone, like, I've, in our house, I've always been the person that, like, a lot of the times I'll come out and socialize, but I definitely, like, I need my alone time, I need my space. I feel like you are someone, though, that loves to just
I'm like, hey, what's everyone
people.
Doing? Like,
yes,
let's do something.
Exactly, exactly. And, like, you know, after when you were doing your first co-op, it was just, like, the energy that was kind of, like, sucked out of you in your first job just translated through other aspects of your life.
Yeah.
I think it made you less passionate about what you're doing. And
yeah, it kind of is just consuming, I feel like, when you're spending literally the majority of your day doing something that is not, like, fulfilling at all. And then you're just kind of like, what is the point of this? Like, sure, I'm making money, but barely. Like, I'm making the bare minimum, doing the bare minimum. Like, it just kind of is a shitty feeling.
Absolutely.
And it is so consuming, because then you get home and you have like 4 hours or 3 hours, like, you're dead. Like, you're so tired, drained from literally doing nothing.
But yeah, no, I think that a lot of people feel that way too. And I think that, you know, there is a lot of pressure to do a certain thing and follow a certain path. And I know that that's been something that you've been battling with a little bit.
Totally,
because
yeah.
You used to model in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that was always something that you were excited about.
Yeah.
And you would only talk about that, though, with just the close girls. You would never talk about it in front of the guys.
Because
it's almost like you felt, like, embarrassed about being passionate about it.
Yeah.
And, like, I get that it's, like, it can feel embarrassing, like, put yourself out there, like, look what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, I'm really airing all my shit out.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's one of those things where it's, like, if that's what makes you excited, like, think about if you spent, even if you're working 9 to 5 hours, if you did that, whether it's modeling or if you're just in the fashion industry,
yeah,
like, your most recent job, you were working for your friend's mom, who has an amazing fashion line, and
yeah,
that fulfilled you so much, at least from what I saw.
Yeah, no, it did.
So even if, like, yeah, maybe you don't end up doing the actual modeling yourself, but you do the fashion side of things, the business side, I think that, you know, it just translates a lot when you're passionate about something.
Totally.
Because your energy, like, you just, you have more energy. It fills you up.
Yeah,
and
you're,
like,
just, like, not dreading everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that was definitely, like, a struggle for me. And even now, I feel like it is for everybody. Like, graduating is, like, the worry of what other people will think about what you're doing. Like, whether if it's, like, your parents or friends or just, like, the public, you know? And especially, I feel like when you're doing, like, for instance, modeling as a job, or, like, what you're doing right now, like, entrepreneurship, it's so, like, bold.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I don't think, really understand that. And, like, or maybe it's just to them, it's not worth anything. Like, it's, like, that's so bold. It's not going to work out, you know? And some people have, like, a bit more of, like, a close-minded perspective, I feel like, to, like, what you should be doing with your future. And, like, those people, they're going on their, like, journey, they're going to their jobs, and great for them. But I also think there is something to talk about, like, the people that aren't sure about what they're doing, and maybe, like, is it worth it to, like, take a big step? And like you said, like, it is. If it's something that you're passionate about, then it should be worth it. And it, yeah, it's, I feel like it's hard to navigate that kind of thing. Like, for me right now, trying to figure out what I want to do, and having, like I said, other people being like, what's your plan? What are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't want to tell you, because I feel like you're just going to make me feel badly about it and make me, like, diminish my confidence about my plans or, like, my dreams.
Completely.
You know, I feel like dreams is kind of a better word for it than, like, plans. Mm-hmm. And I've always been told, like, my whole life growing up, like, follow your dreams, do what, like, trust your gut, all that stuff. And I feel like as you get older and older, it, like, feels less and less possible.
Yeah.
Even though it's not, it just, you kind of realize the amount of work that you have to put into, like,
right,
do these, like, more creative, bigger jobs.
Completely.
You know? So,
and
yeah.
I think one thing is, like, some people love to do a 9-to-5, love an office job, and that's fulfilling for them, and that's amazing. I think a lot of the people that I'm bringing on this podcast are of a similar mindset to me, where it's very kind of, like, entrepreneurial or a little bit off the straight path.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, I don't want to discredit people that are doing the 9-to-5 year accounting, finance. Like, if that's what's fulfilling you, that's amazing. But I do think that in society, those jobs are more normalized than when
totally.
You try and go.
Well, they're more
off
steady,
the path.
I
yeah.
think. And, like, that's awesome. But,
mm-hmm.
like, at this point, I'm not, like,
right.
willing to sacrifice, like, my happiness for steadiness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so not worth it to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I think, like, what you were saying was interesting about, like, when we're young, everyone is, like, follow your dreams, you know, dream big. Like, I mean, all the children's books you read are all about, like, you could be an astronaut, you could be this, you could be that, you could be a pop star. And it's, like, you get older, and I feel like you watch other people, and you get more scared, and you kind of lose that, like, innocence of a child.
Yeah.
So, like, what I've been trying to do with starting this podcast and everything is just, like, genuinely, I'm like, I see the vision that I want,
mm-hmm.
and I do think I can attain that if I, like, work hard for it, and, like...
That's all that really matters, mm-hmm. too. Like, if you feel like you can do it, then you can.
And like, even, like, your, like, parents, too, are, like, big figures in your life. Like, my dad, for example, he's super supportive of me. He doesn't understand podcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, I was able to get him on the podcast this season, which was amazing, but
yeah.
I think it's, like... Even though there's people that you look up to, and I think a lot of us, I know you look up to your grandfather a lot,
mm-hmm.
and your mom, and just everyone around you, and it's just, like, not everybody of a certain age group will understand necessarily this
mm-hmm.
Transition, because I feel like the workforce in general has transitioned from more stereotypical jobs to people creating different avenues for themselves and
yeah.
doing kind of the more risky thing, but I think at the end of the day, like, we're young, we
yeah.
have time. We can go back and try something else later.
I even think, like, anyone at any point of their career is still trying to navigate, like, the judgment of others on, like, their plans. Because even it's, like, the people that are in the mainstream jobs, it's, like, I'm, like, personally, I'm, like, oh, I don't, like, I wouldn't do that, you know? And so I'm, like, to an extent kind of judging that because I don't agree with it. But then it's like, and then I'm sure, like, everyone's always wondering what more they could do. I feel like, and, like, are you on the right path? Are you, and that's, like, I feel like right now at this stage of my life, graduating is something I'm like, am I going to take myself on the right path? Like, I'm making life-altering decisions, even though I'm not actually, I know that. But, yeah, I feel like everyone is kind of always navigating, like, if you're making the right decision or not, and, like, how others, like, what others will think about it, especially now with, like, social media, it's like everyone always knows what you're doing and like the stage of life that you're at.
I mean, I think kind of like the, you know, what I take away from this conversation, and I know we've talked about this a lot on our own, not in front of cameras, but I think something important to recognize is like when someone tells you something that they're doing, you don't know how nervous they are about it. You don't know how confident they are in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I could go up to someone and say, oh, I'm starting a podcast. I am so confident and I don't care what you think. But it's like deep down, I'm like, I'm nervous. So I think when someone tells you what they're doing or if you ask somebody what their plan is, just not everybody always wants advice or an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You just want someone to be like, yeah, good for you. I feel
totally.
Like so many people, like, especially starting this business, you know, I really value mentors' opinions and people's opinions, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like sometimes I'll say something to somebody about, oh, you know, I'm going to start doing this, and it's like, oh, well, if you're going to do that, then this, this, this. And
yeah.
it's like, I think that as people, I think we need to give each other a little bit more patience and a little bit more, I guess, almost like sensitivity. So if you ask someone, hey, what are you doing after school? And they're like, God, I don't know. Instead of saying, oh, well, you should
just
join a club,
solutions.
Do this. Like,
yeah.
sometimes you don't need a solution. You just want to express how you're feeling and move on. And I think, like, we were at a holiday party a couple months ago. and, oh, my God, you guys. I loved everyone that was there, but every single person I talked to, what's next? What's your plan? What are you doing
totally.
Next?
That's
and, like,
all I've experienced, like, mm-hmm. since I've been home mm-hmm. for the past month. And it's... I've gone to the point where I'm like, I don't know, and then I just walk away because it's just, like, draining, and it's stressful. Like, it's so stressful, especially when others, like, even how I was saying, like, judgments of others, when other people are, like, on a different path or on like, different stages of their path and you feel like you're behind, that is also makes you stressed. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so behind in, like, planning my future, planning after grad. Even though I'm like, okay, well, we're just at different, like, stages. I don't need to be caught up to you or ahead of you. But it's so stressful. And, like, I just feel like graduating is so exciting. And, like, all I've been told is, like, you don't need to know what you're going to do. And, like, you have the whole world ahead of you. I'm like, that's the problem. Like, that is the most
yeah.
scary, stressful part. Because I have the whole world in front of me. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Which is kind of awesome. Like, that I have so many options. But it's also stressful. And it's hard to not, like, put yourself down based on where other people are on their path.
Totally.
You know? And also it can seem like people have their shit together when they don't really.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, like, yeah, it's kind of hard to avoid, like, others.
Oh, my
when,
God.
Like, I mean, with
yeah.
anything, really. But, like, for this specific topic.
And also just know, like, I mean, I think everybody says this time and time and time again. nothing you see on people's Instagram, Snapchats, whatever, is, like, truly real. I mean, like, if you looked at my Instagram at this stage right now, it would look like I've had the best year. I've been traveling. Yeah. I've had the most traumatic year of my life.
Yeah.
I've had mental breakdowns, like, once a month. Like, it's just, like, I've genuinely been at such a low. But outwardly, it looks like I'm doing great. And, like, I'll work myself up to go out to parties, for example, at university. It's like, yeah, I'll work myself up to go to parties, and it's, oh, I'm smiling, I'm having fun. And people are like, oh, like, you look like you're doing, like, good. Like, oh, I'm so happy to see you happy. And it's like, well, yeah, but, like, you don't see the, like...
Yeah.
Fuck. Guys, I'm already crying. But...
Well, yeah, people need to see the surface, yeah. And you don't really understand the rest. And yeah. It's really easy to, like, judge off of the surface.
Completely.
Everyone does it. Like, you can't really...
And I feel like I also give all the advice to, like, not judge other people and not... be judgmental, but sometimes you do it without realizing, and that's okay, and
it's
I think...
It's, like, human nature. Like, yeah. Everyone judges initially.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
Like, yeah. You can't...
And it just changes. Like, yeah. It's, like, one of those things where if you catch yourself, you know, maybe being judgmental, just, like, take a step back and be, like, why do... What this person's doing does not affect me at all.
Yeah.
If something someone else is doing doesn't affect you...
See, that's another thing about this whole, like, since I've been home, I'm like, why do you care what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, like, okay, I'll say I have asked a couple people, what are you doing? Because what else am I going to ask you right now?
It's like, that's probably like a conversation builder. Asking me.
But I'm like, why do you care if I'm not moving back to my hometown? Or, like, why are you mad that I don't have a job lined up yet? Like, why do you care?
Exactly.
And you don't. You literally don't. You just want to, like, sit there and feel better about yourself that I don't have a job and you do, sort of thing.
Exactly. And I feel like a lot of people like to ask those questions, what's next? What are you doing next? I mean, even right now, like, I ask everyone on this thing, what's next for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I think some people like to ask what's next so that they can then go and tell what they're doing and feel good about that. And the thing is, at the end of the day, you just got to do what you're passionate about and not really care what other people think. And also just recognize, too, that, like, your friends from your hometown or relationships you've been in, like, everybody is changing.
Mm-hmm.
We are all, like, I feel like your 20s specifically, like, that is such a fucking period of change. You don't have, well, most of us don't have kids. Or, I mean, I have some friends from my cheer team that are, like, getting engaged and... That's a long way away from
me.
But, I mean, I feel like your 20s is such an empowering time because you don't have a responsibility of somebody else,
mm-hmm.
necessarily. Like, you don't have husband, wife, you don't have
Well, it's just,
kids.
Like, a lot of different chapters, I feel like, mm-hmm. that you're entering that are super, like, foreign. Like, graduation is so foreign to me, I don't even know what to do about it. Like, I thought graduating high school was, like, the biggest deal and, like, my whole life is ahead of me. Like, no, like, literally shut up, younger soul. Like, it actually makes me angry.
Guys, on the graduation note, so we graduated high school in 2020. So we did our graduation in our friend Michaela's backyard. Shout out, Michaela. And it was the
nine of us graduating.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was nine of us who were, we rented gowns, and we low-key got on the Calgary Herald front page.
We actually
so,
did. Like,
anyways, but there was just the nine of us graduating. We were walking down my friend Michaela's backyard, and...
It was awesome.
It was so much fun. We had the best time, and oh my god, though, that night, we were so dramatic. We were sitting in Michaela's bed... bawling.
Like, literally
for hours.
Bawling
it was
our
like
eyes
everything
out.
Was
that
like
we're never
ending.
Gonna see each other again. Half of us are going to the same school.
Five of us live together still.
Just so ridiculous.
It was just so funny because I feel like when we were in high school, we were like sobbing, what's next? We're gonna see each other. And it's like, guys, it's never that serious.
No.
Everybody enters periods of change. You think it's so scary, and then it's like it just becomes a new normal. I was scared of university. Now it's just, like, an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
But you gotta, like, face that.
And I just know we're gonna cry
that.
So bad this year.
I'm gonna bawl my eyes out, obviously. Like, yeah.
Obviously.
I'm, like, already...
Because we aren't dramatic.
Sometimes I think about graduation and I'm already, like, feel the, like, sensation of crying. I'm like, oh, God.
And she's, like, not a crier. Like, you really
no,
don't...
not really,
I guess
yeah.
more recently. But
sometimes you, it probably because I'm graduating soon.
Like, oh, you're so cute. One thing that's kind of important for everyone listening, like if you are in a position where you're dating someone and university is coming to an end, or even just like a friendship, you don't want to ever make decisions for somebody else. You don't want to say, oh, you're moving to New York to do this. Well, I'm going to pick up and move to New York as well. I think it's,
yeah,
like...
I would never, like, want anyone to do that for me.
And I mean, it's biased for me to say because, like, I'm not in a relationship right now. Well, maybe I will be by the time this episode comes out. Anyways. but I just feel like it's one of those things where I know a lot of people that followed someone to university or decided to move to a city for somebody. And it's like, if that doesn't work out, well, then what do you have? And if you really love somebody, you want to see them grow. If that means that, you know what, you're going to be international, modeling, doing your thing, you don't have time for a relationship, if he loves you, he'll recognize that, have space, and then you don't know what's going to happen down the road.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, like, don't put pressure on keeping relationships, like, how they always were, and, you know, because you've committed to someone at one point, that's it for good. Like, just know that you can go back.
Yeah, well, things, like, change so much, and like you were saying about, like, I feel like in relationships right now, it's important to have your own life and not be, like, completely dependent on one another. And even, like, with friends and stuff, like, it's good to know that you have people that you can depend on, but like you said, if things go south, then what do? Like, you have to still be able to, like, be strong on your own and know whether if you had all the people in your life or not, you would still, like, be able to carry yourself up and stuff, you know?
Completely. Like, you want someone in your life to be an addition, and I think that, like, you want to be like, okay, I've got myself figured out to as much as the average person can figure out.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, you've got your finances in order, you've got your school in order, you've got your friends. Like, once you have all of those buckets filled and you feel confident in yourself, that's when it's a good time to have somebody else a part of that. But when you rely on somebody to fill any of those voids, that's when things can get complicated and you can shy away from, like, what you want out of a relationship. Like, even in my most recent experience, like, I was seeing somebody while I was grieving or leading up to grieving, and it was like I put so much of my time into him because I was like, he can fill that void for me of, like, feeling alone. And it's like, okay, but then things can happen like this and everything can change, and then it's like, okay, well, then now I don't have him. I don't want that situation. Well, then it's like, okay, well, now I have a bucket that's not full right now.
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, definitely important to recognize, like, whatever decision you're making at a period of change, like, make sure your buckets are filled. And if they aren't, lean on your friends that you've had for a long time and you can truly, like, count on and trust. But even right now, what I'm looking for is not somebody that makes me, like, feel good about myself or feel secure or feel stable. It's like, I want someone that I can just have fun with and they can add on, because it's like, I have just settled way too many times.
Yeah.
So, my God, all my friends, I feel bad. You guys have had to watch me go through so many horrible relationships.
We've all gone through them.
Yes.
I feel like
it's a canon event. It happens.
It's gotta happen.
Yeah. I think that you just kind of have to let things go with the flow and see.
Totally,
see where things take you. And just know that, like, we've been friends since we were in grade 9. So many of us have been friends for so long. And even, like, our roommates, Naomi and Jasmine, who have just come into the picture during university, it's like, when you form those connections, you have them for a long time.
Totally.
And, like, it's scary to move away and not get to live with everyone. Because, I mean, unless I'm so lucky, you're not going to be living in Halifax next year, I don't think so. So it's just, like, just know that the people that truly matter are going to come back around.
Totally,
and the rest,
goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, next. Okay, so I have one final question before we transition into my favorite game. I think this whole episode we've talked about things coming to an end and, you know, not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But what era are you entering into?
So I've thought a lot about this. The era that I'm entering into, I wrote this in my, like, 2024, like, what I want for 2024 journal thing. And I said, like, 2024 is the year that I make my dreams come true. So I'm entering into my dreams come true era, but also, like, a better word for it, I feel like me, myself, I want to say, is, like, star girl era.
Yes.
Which is just, like, being confident and, like, I don't know, just sure of yourself and sticking out and just, like, yeah, I don't know.
Hell,
I feel like confidence is what I really want to, like, work on this year. And,
totally.
Like, especially with graduation and, like, trying new things. So, yeah, star girl era.
Star girl era. You heard it here first. You deserve to take up space, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever your dreams are, chase them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so encouraging. I love it. Okay, now for the game. If you're an audio listener, I have a game from Calm Club. It's called The Oracle. I love this game to play with friends or people that I don't know very well because it's a really cool way to get to know somebody. So how this is going to work is I'm going to lay out the cards. Sol is going to pick a card that speaks to her. Then we have little prompt questions, and we're going to share one here for you guys. And then I'm also going to pick a card. She'll read me off a question. And then the most fun part is we get to pick a card for you, and then we're going to read it off, and we want you to comment below your answer.
Oh my God, I didn't know that was part of it.
Isn't that fun, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Oh my Lord. Okay. Pick a card, any card. I love this because she's forced to play a game with me. I love games. Okay, I need to talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Something about this card, you guys. This is my third guest that has picked this card. How many cards are in this deck? 42. Does that mean the G63 Club is like a fiery, fiery soul? I love it. Okay.
Maybe.
A fiery soul in your name, Sol.
That's so cute.
So cute. Okay. Sol's picked fire. And I'm excited to hear your answer because everyone can interpret things differently.
Right.
But I'll grab a card as well. I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
The lungs. Lord knows I need to give mine a break. okay, so we're gonna grab questions and then tune right back in. Third time's a charm this season. Oh, we've got the fire. So I'm gonna ask
you.
Fire. What was the thing I used to do that you would hate that I would do in high school?
You'd
show it
like,
to the camera. I would purse my lips weirdly.
You'd be like, yeah.
I don't like guys.
And she wouldn't notice and we'd be like, yeah, and she's like, what are you guys doing that
for? I would get
for?
So
like, it was
mad.
Like, yeah. Or, like, something so
I don't,
weird.
I don't associate with that person. Anyways.
Anyways. Like, that's what you would do. Anyways.
Anyways. Okay. Oh. I like this one. I don't think this one's been asked yet. Have you found your torch through the darkness? Dun, dun, dun.
Like, the way that I'm interpreting this, I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Just based off of our entire conversation is, like, I'm still trying to figure my stuff out. I feel like right now I'm maybe,
and that's
like,
okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the darkness right now, and I'm still on my way, like.
We're vibing in the dark.
Yeah, I feel like I won't really find the torch in my darkness or whatever until I'm, like, out of school and, like.
So until season two, when you come back on.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you this question again.
Totally. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So the answer is no, but we're on the path to
finding. And that's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, your question is going to be. Okay. I'm going to change this question a bit.
Okay.
How can you take in criticism and push out positivity?
How can I take in criticism and push out positivity? I think that it really comes down to how I feel about myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if someone wants to criticize what I'm doing, it's like, why give that energy if I'm confident? Like, it's like, don't let somebody else dim your sparkle.
Totally.
Fuck. So I think that, yeah, I don't know. I just think I want to turn criticism into kind of a bit of a fuel to a fire, being like, all right, you want to talk shit? Well, Let's see.
Haters
what
are your motivators.
Haters are my motivators. I hated that fist bump. Let's do it again. Haters are my motivators. No, but even, like, I don't know, even as far as, like, my dad, he's been very hesitant about, you know, my business plan and everything like that. And it's, like, not that he's criticizing me or, like, you know, not believing in me, but it's just one of those things where I'm, like, I'm so excited to succeed and then be able to say, like, I did that. See, you had nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So I think I want to just start turning my criticism into more just, like, fuel for the fire, but also not letting it, like, deter me from what I want to do, because it's, like, you can let people bring you down and down and down, and been there too many times. That doesn't work out, so.
Yeah, you can't let them win.
Exactly. So we are now going to pick one card for all of you.
I kind of like these oysters for Halifax.
Cute. For Halifax.
The shell.
Okay, so we have picked a card for you guys. Yeah, take it away.
And the question is, would you consider yourself a protective being?
So, I can't wait to hear your answers in the comments. You can either comment on the Golden 63 TikTok, Instagram, or if you're watching this on YouTube, in the comment section there, and we'll read them all, and I don't know, it's a fun way we can all connect with each other, but this has been so much fun having a friend on.
Thanks,
and it was really funny too, because it's like, we always say, like, when we have, like, a hungover morning or something, we'll be like, oh, I wish we had a podcast right now to capture this, but when you actually get in front of the cameras, even if it's someone that you're so close with, it's almost, like, a little awkward and scary. I think we pulled through.
We did.
There's going to be a lot of bloopers, but that's okay. Moral of the story
I
is
love bloopers.
Keep your friends close. Give your
and
buddies
your
a hug.
Enemies closer.
Yeah, and your enemies closer.
Just kidding.
But also just don't put pressure on yourself for next stages. And I will see you next Sunday.